In New York State, officials say measures like social distancing seem to be reducing the spread of COVID-19. But in prison, social distancing is not possible, and people are getting sick. This week at Sing Sing Correctional Facility in New York, an inmate died. He was the first one there. I wanted to understand how people are coping, so yesterday I talked to John J. Lennon. He's an inmate at Sing Sing, and during his years in prison, he's also become a writer. He wrote an article for Esquire called The Day the Coronavirus Came to Prison. Are you talking to me on a public phone?
Yes, it's. I'm talking to you in the B block yard, in a dugout-like area, shoulder width apart from 23 other guys that are using the payphone.
Close enough to you, I would note that I can hear them in the background, meaning you guys are not standing 6 feet away from each other.
No, I am. This is an exaggeration. I am sideways, shoulder to shoulder. I'm not like with soldiers. I'm
sideways. Okay.
It is real up in this. This is a dugout area. It is something else.
Do you know that the phone you're using is clean?
Yeah. A porter, every time somebody gets off the phone, comes in and sprays it down. We're all trying to help each other out here the best we can.
Are you healthy, John?
I mean, I'd like to think, yeah, but, you know, you hear so many reports of asymptomatic. You know, the thing is, I just moved to this block. So Sing Sing is primarily made up of two humongous cell blocks, one of which is B block, the other one is A. And in B block, I'm on the fifth tier, which is the top tier, the penthouse, we call it. And it's tiers stacked on top of tiers stacked on top of tiers, and everything's in the air. You know, I came here, and it was, you know, it's hard to breathe on the top tier, heat pumping, and it's just like, whoa, this is a bit much. Am I short of breath? Your mind can play games on you. But to answer that question, I feel okay.
We are being told stay 6 feet away from other people at all times. We're being told now to wear masks as well. You just laughed. I think it sounds like what you're telling me is that is not possible in prison. That is not possible in Sing Sing.
No, it's impossible. Social distancing, to the extent that you guys do it in society, is impossible to achieve in a place like Sing Sing. And most prisons around the nation, I would say. The tier is like 2 feet wide. You literally have to like go chest to chest to slide by somebody and you know, on the tier in front of your cell.
Do you know anyone who's sick?
So the tier I just mentioned that we were taken off of, they're using that for quarantine. So about 30 of us last week were abruptly moved from that tier, and that was just a scene in itself. You know, guys stuffing draft bags and then moving to the big blocks that I just mentioned. And two men that were on that tier were taken out and have tested positive for COVID. We were on the tier with these guys. All of us were like, man, how close was I to this guy?
And yeah.
You know, so a lot of us were concerned about that. And some of my friends, you know, have tested positive. My friend Aleem, I mean, he's up there. And last week we had our first death here. He was up in the infirmary for 10 days, and yeah, he was gasping for air, and he died. And they didn't know because he wasn't tested, and it came out last week that he was positive.
Did you know the man who died?
I did not. I saw him around the joint, but I didn't know him personally.
Does the prison have the personal protective equipment that they need?
In terms of PPE, so last week guards were approved to wear masks, but not prisoners. Last night, an announcement was made over the PA that said inmates are not allowed to cover their faces per superintendent. Bars rattled, and guys said, well, you could imagine what they said.
What did they say?
Well, the whole block rattled, and they were like, F you! And it was just a scene. So still many are making their own face covers, paper towels with rubber bands, T-shirt sleeves, scarves wrapped around faces.
I hear anxiety in your voice. Can you tell me how you've been feeling?
I mean, I deal with anxiety anyway, trying to pull off a career as a journalist in the joint.
Sure.
Having like to worry about a pandemic on top of that, you know, like my brother tested positive, his wife has it. You know, I'm worried about them. My mother's 75 years old. Everyone is stressed in here.
Broadly, does the population have access to COVID-19 tests?
I don't know who's being tested. I think the short answer is not many people are being tested. Last report we got, it was seven incarcerated guys were tested positive, and about 30 officers were tested positive. That was last week.
Do you have soap? Do you have hand sanitizer?
I did see hand sanitizer when I went into the mess hall in B block. It was not on my company when I moved from the cell block I was talking about.
Based on everything you've told me, do you feel like it is inevitable that you will get COVID-19?
Absolutely.
Do you think everyone at Sing Sing will get COVID-19?
Yes. And we're not at our so-called apex or crescendo, you know, here, because we're wrapped in a 30-foot wall. It took a while to get in, but now it's in.
You are serving time for murder. You were not wrongfully convicted, correct?
Correct.
Okay. There are people who would say, as far as concern goes, we need to be concerned with people who aren't serving time for serious crimes.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about the pecking order that we all say we don't have. I was in the yard the other night, and we have a pecking order in prison, too. I was hanging out with a friend of mine, Dino. He's about 70 years old. He's been in prison 30 years for a robbery. Definitely a tough as nails. You know, he's fought with police. He's fought with the officers. And somebody was talking about the guy that died last week, and they said, you know, the guy was, you know, he brought up his crime, and it was a sexual crime or something. And Dino was like, you know, shut up with that. And everyone went silent. And I asked him about that later. He's like, yeah, man, I feel bad for the guy. The guy's sucking up air and, you know, dying like that. That's a terrible way to go. That spoke to me when, those gurneys start pulling up to the hospitals from Sing Sing. I think we're all going to know where we are in the pecking order. And it's a sobering realization. But I think I've done pretty okay for myself in the past 20 years I've been in prison. I was a lowlife when I came to prison. I got quite a future when I get out. I want to live.
John J. Lennon is an inmate at Sing Sing in Ossining, New York. He's also a writer who contributes to Esquire and the Marshall Project. We did ask New York's Department of Corrections about that ban on face coverings, and they said in a statement that they'll soon, quote, issue an interim policy permitting incarcerated individuals to use their state-issue handkerchiefs to cover their mouths.